Dub CNN. We're here with Terrace Martin. How's it going, man?
I can't call it Jack. Just blessed.
You just brought me some tracks from your new pre-album, or album before the album, and they're fucking crazy. Alright, so, do you want to talk about your pre-album a little bit?
Man, you know, we could definitely talk about it. It's pretty much a Big Snoop Dogg, DJ Ski, Reflex presents Terrace Martin. I had always been doing songs and everything, and then my boy Problem got at me like, man, like, you know, like, you should do a tape. And I actually never really respected the West Coast tape game. I spent a lot of time in New York. My father's from New York, so I spent a lot of time growing up back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So I never really respected, like, the whole West Coast tape game. Because, you know, just to be honest, like, a lot of the West Coast tape game that I was hearing, before this whole new breath of fresh air got involved, after the Crazy Tunes era, which was like the shit,
yeah.
And the Rhodium Swap Me era, which was the shit, it was just garbage. Like, the West Coast was always putting out whack ass independent garbage bullshit. It was just fucking garbage. Nobody was putting out quality. Mm-hmm. Now it's different. Everybody putting out quality now. Everybody's flying with it. I mean, you hear all these cats, man. Fucking Glass and Malone, Southside. You hear Bishop Lamont flying. You hear Maestro. You hear Young Walk. You hear all these cats flying with quality, man. So it's on the rise. So anyway, I was like, all right, P. Problem, like, so, you know, I'll put together one, and I had some songs already in the vault. Then me being a producer, I'm a creative person. I'm not scared to do nothing new. So I just wanted to do something new, man. So I got at Snoopy, like, now I want to do a street album. I ain't got no money. Can you get out and rap on it? You know, I am Doghouse. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he said, yeah, he's flying with it. You know, he's my big homie. He is the executive producer of my record on Warner Brothers and pretty much everything else I do musically in my life. So we're just flying with it, man. That's pretty much how the whole thing evolved, and it is what it is. It's just trying to put out some good music. It's not going to be the best mixtape. It's not going to be the worst. It's just going to be a statement, a true statement. That's it.
So we've from the tracks I've heard, you've been doing a lot of jazzy type of stuff. Obviously, that's your sound. So how would you describe the sound of this pre-album or mixtape?
Music, man, just good music. You know, I'm just like, you know, man, the good thing about these outlets for us now is, like, we don't got no A&Rs over us telling us what's hot, what's not, so we can really do a true expression of, like, you know, whatever we feel like. I'm a saxophone player before I'm anything, you know what I'm saying? So I just, on this, I wanted to showcase that and incorporate saxophone playing with the rhyming, with everybody else rhyming, because, you know, all hip-hop is just bebop. Bebop is a form of jazz that Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie started. So when you hear cats doing songs together, going back and forth, it's like how Dizzy and Bird did on the trumpet and saxophone. They went back and forth. So you may hear Snoopy bust a verse, or you may hear Problem rap, and then all of a sudden, beep, boop, 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 you may hear some saxophone in the back, because it's all music, man. We all going with the music line. Bebop, you know, hip-hop is a new bebop. Ain't nothing different, man. Snoop is our Miles Davis. Dr. Dre is our Duke Ellington. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. So I'm showcasing, you know, I do have a jazzy sound, because I'm a jazz musician, motherfucker. No, it's all good. I'm playing.
All right, so the big news was you recently signed to Warner Brothers, and you signed your label Jakai Records on there. So how'd that go down?
Man, that went down, man. Shouts out going, man, to Jilly Iyer, man. Jilly Iyer was one of the people that still in my career really believed in me, and she still believes in me. She's a dear friend of mine. We bump heads, but I love her to death. What's up, Jilly? Jilly introduced me to this cat named Tick at the time that was at Sony, man, and they was trying to do a deal with me at Sony, and they just didn't hear. They didn't hear my music. They wasn't whack for not hearing it. They just didn't hear my music. Tick, that my A&R, he heard it and he understood. Later on, Tick left Sony, and he always said, man, when I get my own lane, I'ma sign you. We hear that a lot, man. But something about this cat was for real. He stayed in touch when he didn't have a job, and he stayed down, come hang out at the studio with me and Snoop. You know what I'm saying? And when he got with Warner Brothers, man, before he even got in the building, he had me call Craig. And Naeem and them, you know, shouts out to Naeem and everybody in the whole Warner Brothers building. Craig, Naeem, Orlando, but had me go over to that building, man, before he was in the building. And pretty much they listened to my music, and they loved it. And they asked me what I want, what can I do, and I said I believe I could do low-cost records. I could take the independent approach to the mainstream and get more on the back end with royalties and bumps and everything like that. So they pretty much, man, like they gave me my lane. They gave me a label situation where I could sign artists and I could give other artists angles to go through at low cost. I'm into doing low-cost records because the game is so weird now. So everything has to be low-cost. We'll eat on the back end. And that's just what I'm doing. And Warner Brothers, man, they gave me that lane. I'm flying with it. They gave me a nice love offering, you know. And I'm flying with it, man. My movement is over there. Chicago Music Group. I just got Snoopy in the building. So it's Doghouse / Chicago Music Group through Warner Brothers for my record. And that's pretty much how it happened, man. So, you know, shouts out to Tick and Craig. What up?
So have you signed anybody to Chicago yet? Do you have any artists affiliated with you that you're going to be putting out?
Me, myself, and I. I got people I'm getting down with, I'm working with right now. But, you know, I'm always looking. I'm always looking. You know, it's a dangerous game right now. So you kind of just, you know, you got to, I'm playing it safe. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking, I'm listening. I'm going all around the world listening. I'm just listening. I'm not rushing it. I'm not going to take forever, neither. You will be hearing an artist on Jakai Music right now. My main focus is my album right now with so many different walks of life on it. You got Problem. You got Maestro. You got Young Walk. You got Corrupt, Snoopy. You know, you got the people that I love to do music with on my album. You know what I'm saying? Did I miss anybody? Uncle Chuck. Shouts out Uncle Chuck. Jay Black, man. I'm tripping, man. Jay Black.
Mark Dog.
Uncle Chuck. Marlon Williams. Mark Dog. Thanks, P. That's why he here. You know what I'm saying? Because he always keeps me on my toes, man. So, you know, soon, man. Whenever God tell me, man, that's what I should have said first. Whenever God tell me, that's when I'm rolling with somebody.
There's this track on your MySpace called I Want to Be Your Man. That's a real smooth, funky track, as always, from you, pretty much. So how'd that track come about? Who's the guy singing on that?
Scar from Atlanta, man. Scar Rose, Big Boy, and Andre, and the Outkast, and the Dungeon Family, and all them cats, man. He's a beast, man. That song was written by me, Terrace Martin, Jared Black, Lawrence Dobson, and Tone, man. That song, we was in Atlanta about a year ago. Hot as hell in Atlanta, man. What studio was that? We was at Zach's. Snoop was there. We was at Zach's Studios. That was a cool vibe. Prince is my hero. Prince and Miles Davis, man.
Diamonds and pearls. Hey, the stuff I've been hearing from your mixtape or pre-album has just been sounding real fresh, and it's going to be something new. What do you hope the listeners will get out of your album pretty much at the end of the day?
I hope listeners get some good feel-good music. You know, I hope listeners get to understand more about Terrace Martin and my movement. I hope listeners get to really get a dose and hear Problem on a different type sounding. You know, when I get down to everybody sounds a little different on my music. Not better or worse, just a different element. That's music. I hope people really get a chance to hear Problem for the other angle he knows. I hope people get a chance to really hear Maestro from another angle. I hope people get to hear Corrupt, because he's back. Periods. Listen to, what song we got? Listen to,
That one we just listened to.
No Violence. No Violence. Listen to No Violence on my mixtape, man. No Corrupt.
Poltergeist on
call. Oh, yeah, Corrupt. Yeah. We are really happy about... See, Corrupt, Snoop is like this. In my life, Snoop and Dr. Dre has always been my whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Corrupt, because I used to rap, and Corrupt was like, that's the pen, that's the mic. You know what I'm saying? So Corrupt, man, Corrupt has been overseeing everything I do with the rhymes and Problem, too, man. He's been like me and Problem's... Like, yeah. Guru, man. Like, hey, man, does that make sense? Yep, say it like this. Okay, we flying. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt is our, I don't know. Corrupt is just, man, that's our big brother, man. That's, man.
That must be great to have someone like that mentoring you. Just someone, like, so far deep in the game. Such an awesome lyricist.
Man, he's just been a help musically to me, to my life. He brings something to my life mentally. But he brings something to my life spiritually, mentally, everything, man. He's just a good person to be around, man. He's like one of the best people in the game I've met, one of the best people in the world I've met, man.
Sick. All right, we want to talk a little bit about this. You, Problem, and Corrupt have formed a trio.
Yeah.
I was talking to Problem about this in the other interview, but that sounds like an awesome group. Like, what's your goal for that group? What do you think you guys are going to bring to the West Coast? Well, obviously, everything.
We're not going to bring shit to the West Coast. We're bringing something to music, which is bigger than the West Coast, bigger than the East Coast, bigger than the South. We're bringing good music. You think when Quincy Jones did a record, he gave a fuck about the West Coast or East Coast? No. You think Miles Davis did? No. They gave a fuck about music. So that's what we on. I don't even like asking, what are you bringing to the West Coast? I'm bringing something to music. I'm from L.A., man. I'm really from fucking Mars, I think, sometime, man. But I'm bringing something to music, man. And this group is a showcase for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know where I'm from. We all know where we're from. But this group is on space, man. Just fun, man. We just like having fun. And you know, it's another group that likes having fun. How we like having fun is Sara, man. What's up, Shafiq? Sara, man. They like having fun, too.
So are we going to hear you on any other productions, like outside production work you've been working on?
Yep. Definitely. You know, I do different kind of music, man. Like, you know, I mean, I only call it good and bad music, but people tend to put music in categories, so I play the game with people. True Life, I did have this record, which is on Rockefeller, you know what I'm saying, with Jay-Z. You know what True Life is?
Nah.
They see a little website, somebody got it posted up, like, he dissing and all that, but he good. That's my homeboy. Me and Snoop, we rolling with him, he cool. Everybody my homies, though.
Merce.
You know what Merce is?
Yeah.
You know Merce is, you look like Merce is. Merce, yeah, I did like three on his record. Merce, I'm doing most of the Layla Hathaway record. You don't know who she is. You know who Layla Hathaway is?
Nah.
Get your game up. Tyler Kwali. Man, just, you know, whatever, man, just music, man.
Problem.
Corrupt.
Of course.
Corrupt. You know?
Double F.
Shouts out to Double F, man. That's let me talk about him in this interview for a quick second. That's one of the cats, man, who it's that sound that touched. Like, so many cats out here touch the gangster stuff with the guns and the violence and everything. And like, I remember back in the day, man, when I was growing up, we had different cats from L.A. We had the Ahmads, we had the Far Side. It was different cats, man, that did different elements while the gangster shit was going on. And Double F is one of them dudes that's bringing that to the table to... Not conscious with a black rag around your fist and hog, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just records, man. Just good music that ain't gangster, because he ain't gangster. You know what I'm saying? Just truth, man. I'm all about the truth, man. Bring the truth. They don't ever talk about me killing nobody. They don't ever kill somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a gun, but I got caught with it going to prom. The motherfucker gave me 2 weeks in the county jail, man. I damn near cried, man.
Damn.
I want to have him get out of jail, man.
It's fucked up.
And I missed that prom. I didn't get to fuck that bitch. She went with the real nigga with the guns.
Shit.
I don't want to do good music, man. That's it, man.
Okay. So since you're rolling with Snoop, what do you have to say about like what people have been saying about Oprah and Don Imus and all that type of stuff?
Man, I tell you what, man. How I really feel about the whole thing, in a couple of days, man, we're going to leak a song, man. Me and Problem, we cutting the record right now. See how it rolls. Me and Problem, man, we cutting the record right now for Answer on Imus, Oprah. Who else we talking about? Yeah, All Positive, DMX. It's a cool little record, man. It's actually going to be on my street album, too, man. So, you know, for all the forum people, I want the forum to give me your honest guy feedback on that. And I love y'all, man. I love
good
the bars, man.
Good
or bad, give us that feedback. But just know, Terrence Martin's out here standing up for music, the music of our time. I'm standing up for these youngsters to the day I die. And, you know, there it is. Matter of fact, all the farm people, man, if y'all ever want to catch me, man, I talk to the kids every Monday at Lock High. And actually, I'm doing my juvenile hall tour. I'm going to Compton Centennial, Compton High. I'm talking to all these schools starting next month. So everybody want to try to hook up, man. Try to hook up, man. Or, you know, like, give me some feedback. And give me some questions to ask these kids, man. Because I'm trying to get the kids right out here. That's what it's about, the kids. But Imus, I love you. Oprah, I love you. George Bush, I love you.
All right, before we go, what advice would you give to some other aspiring producers who want to make it in hip-hop or just in music in general?
Get the Miles Davis record Kind of Blue and read the Miles Davis autobiography. Go to church and listen to the Hawkins family. If you ain't going to do none of that, stop producing, man. getting the drum machine and doing a beat, copying somebody else's style, and, you know, doing it all for the wrong reasons in life, man. Like, I was telling Problem, like, I'm going back to playing at the World Stage every Thursday night, which is in Leimert Park. I'm a saxophone player first, so I'm going back. The reason why I fell in love with music was just because I just wanted to be heard. So I'm back there, man. It's a lot of cats in the game that's ruining the art form, man, because they in it for the wrong reason. They in it for the guns. Cats get a record deal and cats start rapping. Then they join gangs at, like, 25 years old and shit. They move to the ghetto when they older and start rapping more to get a better story. Like, it's just whack, man. Everybody want to rap about killing somebody or fighting it. I don't know, man. I was a saxophone boy in my neighborhood growing up, and I grew up in a very important neighborhood to this whole gangbanging thing, and I never once had a desire to gangbang or nothing like that. And a lot of these dudes out here rapping and telling them, I went to Lock High and everything. I ain't seen none of these dudes. I was always on Crenshaw catching the 210, the bus, and I went to Marcus Garvey. I went to Sam High for 2 years old. That's Santa Monica High School. I went to Marcus Garvey, man. I went to Over. I live all through LA, like, man. I caught the 108 to the Fox Hill Mall. These niggas don't even know the bus lines called, man. You know, I remember being on the bus when all of the rival gangs would assume you were from a gang because you caught that bus, and they would jack everybody on that bus, and they would get to me, and they would see my saxophone and be like, "Oh, you play music? Oh, you straight?" And jack the dude behind me. So I feel, man, when you say music is my favorite, man, because I never had the desire to do none of that, man. I always had the desire to do music, man, but I understand both walks of life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a real man because I do understand and I do recognize real. And I don't care if you a Crip or Blood.
Crip, no, SA, Asian, Dominican.
I don't care what you are, man. If you cool, you love God first, you pushing this music line, you cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just believe in peace. We don't really play around with nothing, man. We just believe in peace around here, man. You know? So there it is, man. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let me make a last statement.
Okay.
Man, I really want to, man, congratulate a few people, man, that's really out here doing it. And I don't know a lot of these cats. We are a lot of us the same age, but I've always been on tour playing music, man, but I just really want to congratulate a lot of cats and say thank you from the bottom of my heart that's pushing this good music line. And first and foremost, man, you know, God, I want to thank God for putting this all up here and print this, man. I found this ain't printed. I'm going to go to another side of my life for you. This is important because y'all don't know why I be printing this stuff about these kids. Read y'all websites. Nobody going to print the real. I want to thank God, first of all, but I also want to thank God, man, for blessing cats like Glasses Malone, man, that just did his deal, his situation with Mac-10, man. I want to thank God for blessing cats like Bishop Lamont, man. I started with him. I started with him in my story in my mama's basement when nobody rap over my beats. Them two dudes rapping over my beats before any of this ever happened. You know what I mean? Thank God for Maestro, man. He doing his thing, man. Bang Loose, another cat. I don't really know Bang Loose. I met him in passing. I talk to him now. But a cat like him, man, where, you know, clearly, you know, I heard some of his music. He was kind of like the underdog in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't in with the in crowd. Now the in crowd wants to be in with him. You know what I'm saying? Grey Goose is on the radio. He got another song coming out. He's grinding. He's getting it, man. Dim Joints, man. Another producer that's getting it, man. You know, thank God for cats like Styles. That's always been feeding y'all the good news. Gave me my first interview, my first outlook into the game. That even had cats in New York even looking at me in a whole different light. Styles been pushing that line. West Coast Riders, man. And a lot of cats, man. Thank God for Jazzy D, man. Jazzy D been putting it down, you know, for years, man. You know, we come from real close neighborhoods, man. So it's the same type of walk of life. But a conscious cat that never fell victim to this crazy bullshit out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, all that to me, that's gangster to me. When you still be yourself, surrounded by everybody that's doing the same thing, that's gangster, homie. Because it takes, for us, it takes a lot more than the other dude. Because we get crucified for being different. But, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Thank God for Battle Cat, man. Thank God for Quick, man. It's good to see Quick doing it again, man. You know, like, he's 16 again, man. Hungry, getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Quick. I don't even Quick realize what he just did with the AMG. Like, that lets us, and I say us as a younger generation, look at the cats like, yo, we need to go get RBX in there. We need to go get, you know, we need to get everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank God for cats like Crazy Tunes still back in the game doing mixtapes, Dada. everybody, man. It's everybody that's doing something positive. You know, if I didn't mention your name, it's no point, it's no wrong intended. Problem, another cat put, he was the underdog. Problem used to be the wackest nigga to me. And I'm not even saying, I told him that to his face then, like, you're not dope, dude. You gotta get fresh. You know what I'm saying? But I grew up in a jazz, nigga, we had to practice 8 hours a day, Jazzy. My father wasn't having us not being good. No. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when I see cats get mad and bitter because they not popping right now, I look at them like, have you tried to get it popping? Go out there and try, man. All these cats that's angry that because the game, they feel like the game ain't messing with them. Hop on a plane, man. Save your lunch money, man. Go hop on a plane. Go to New York.
Yeah.
Go to Atlanta, man. Go to Miami, man. Go touch everywhere out here in L.A.
I said the same thing you must have done.
You know? But that's real, like, touch everywhere, man. These cats stop hating on everybody. High Dollar, man. God bless High Dollar, man. Philly, all them, man. High Dollar did it. He on the radio doing his thing, man. He got good folks behind him. Shouts out to Big D. You know, that's one of the cats that helped me out through my life and with this music thing, too. High Dollar doing it, man. And, you know, Jermaine Dupri picked him up, man. You could do it, man. You could do it, man. Don't, you know, don't sit on your butt and just wait for something to be handed down to you, man. Just go get it. It's there. If you fail in life, it's only your fault. It's nobody else's fault if you fail. It ain't the radio's fault. It ain't the other artist's fault. It's your fault. Your fault. Nigga, when I grew up, it wasn't, what? Nigga, you know, I'm still climbing. I'm climbing. We in the clubhouse right now. This for everybody. If they serious about music and want to record, call me. Even if they whack, I'll make them dope. So that's all I want to say, man, is make sure everybody tune in, man, be positive, man. And that's the only thing I'm preaching for my whole thing. Can we stop hating on everybody? Can we stop dissing everybody? Instead of saying, why he that? Why he got that? I'm dope, but why he that? You need to be saying, I need to kick it with that brother. How did he get that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how'd you do that, man? Help me out. I came to problem. And I know I ain't Dr. Dre, but I'm just going to give my testimony, homie. I've been making money off me since I was 18 years old. I bought my mama a house. You understand what I'm saying? I put her in the Benz. I'm not bragging. I'm about to say some real stuff right here. Problem was on the radio. It was on the radio. High Dollar. Everybody on the radio. I came to Problem. I said, hey, I've been on the radio, but how can I get on the radio now? What I got to do? Tell me how to do it. Problem said, man, you might have changed some of your sound because it got radio friendly. And what did I do? I sat down with you, and I tried to figure a friendly sound out. Then I decided I'm not doing that, but I did it because I want to know how to do it. And I'm humble to do that, man. And if I can do it, I know y'all can do it, man.